You're watching Breakthrough with Rod Parsley, equipping the body of Christ and tomorrow's leaders to reach America and the world.
Hey there, I'm interrupting this broadcast Breakthrough to deliver some really, really exciting news, especially for pastors, church leaders, everyone involved in ministry. You know, the only difference between you and someone you perceive to be more successful is knowledge. And I want to inform you of a tremendous opportunity to discover secrets, strategies to increase growth and breakthrough roadblocks that may be limiting your influence, your overall reach for God's kingdom. Valor Christian College proudly presents Breaking the Growth Barrier Seminar with Dr. Alvin Reed, July 2nd through July 4th, right before Dominion Camp Meeting. Dr. Reed is one of the world's foremost experts in church growth, evangelism, and kingdom influence. And he's written some of the most recognized and awarded books on the subject. In this 3-day intensive seminar, he's ready to equip you with tools that you need to fine-tune the trajectory of your ministry and catapult it beyond all current barriers. Dr. Reed has taught at great institutions like Liberty University, Southwestern Seminary, Cape Town Theological Seminary, Harvard University, Duke University, and dozens more. His vast missions experience in over 30 nations gives him invaluable insight that he's excited to share with you. So I encourage you, be here. Find a renewed sense of vision as you discover innovative, creative, practical means for marked growth and improvement. Space is very limited. Better not procrastinate. Register now at valorcollege.edu. That's valorcollege.edu for this exclusive Breaking the Barrier seminar, Wednesday, July 2nd through Friday, July 4th. City Harvest Network members can take advantage of a very, very special discount, but only if you act quickly. This transformational training is eligible for fully accredited college hours, or you can audit and receive an auspicious certificate of completion. So hurry now to valorcollege.edu. And I'll be looking forward to hosting you right here in Columbus, Ohio, beginning July 2nd.
You want power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you?
We know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
We need a move of the Spirit, because it is only the Spirit.
We're going to have Pentecost at Dominion Camp Meeting. We're going to have fire falling. We're going to have tongues talking. We're going to have prophecies prophesying. We're going to see miracles, signs, wonders, salvation. We're going to see the cloud of the glory of the Lord.
God can heal. God can save. God can send revival. God can move in this nation.
God brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this. God is getting ready to bring you to tables for his glory.
And tomorrow will change the world.
Dominion Camp Meeting, July 4th through the 6th. DominionCampMeeting.com. Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Come here, God wants to touch you. Come here. Come here. God wants to touch you. God wants to touch you. Hey, Jesus. Shout and dance.
So tell me who can stay.
has a need.
That's right, that's right. That's
now
right.
Shout unto whatever's tormenting your life bows its knee to that name.
Yeah, Jesus.
I'm telling you, there's, okay. Come on. Do something you've never done. Give him a praise he's never heard come out of you. Come on, he's alive. The least you can do is act like it. There's deliverance in the house in Elkhart. Dr. Oral Roberts. Anybody remember him? Dr. Oral Roberts told me in the late 1980s, this is before 9/11, 2001, a decade and a half before, prophetically, not pathetically, everybody that says they heard from God didn't. He told me, he said, I, Dr. Roberts, will not see it, but you will see it. That's the same thing Brother Summerall told me about the great end time revival. He said, I, Dr. Summerall, will never see it, but you will. So when the devil tried to take me out 7 years ago with vocal cord cancer, God stepped in and said, no, I don't think so. I said, shout. God said, I don't think so. Shout because you haven't finished your course. Shout because you haven't fulfilled your purpose. Shout because God's got more to do for you, in you, through you, by you. Shout because God is in this room. I've seen God right here.
Hey, hey. Tell him.
Take a boy blind from birth in both eyes. Not a little bit blind, blackness blind. His entire life, right here, point here. God's a God of places.
Yeah.
God's a God of miracles.
Yeah.
In a minute, I'm gonna get out of the way, and anybody that wants one better come get in this spot.
Yeah.
Right here where God wiped blindness out of his eyes, and it's been gone for 20 years.
Yay!
Get in there.
There's a miracle here in the works. Yay! There's a miracle here in the works. Hallelujah! There's a miracle here in the works. I truly believe there.
I just heard God the Holy Ghost speak up on the inside of me, Sister Jolly. I heard him. When I said I heard the Holy Ghost speak, if you were quiet, you missed God. I'm gonna try again. God just spoke to me. Catherine Kuhlman. Remember, no anointing ever leaves the earth.
Right.
She's saying, I believe in miracles.
Yeah.
Most preachers today saying, God is dead.
I got a good sermon for you. We don't need your sermon. We need the power, the demonstration, the delivering power. The whoo, that went right there. That's when it came. Get it. Get it. Get it. It's here right now. Get it. Take it. Shout, I got it. 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 Jump up and down. Clap your hands. Wave your hands. Say, this is my moment. I believe in miracles. Say it. Say it. Because
I believe in miracles.
We curse divorce because
I believe in miracles.
We believe for healing because
I believe in miracles.
Now just keep saying it.
I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles.
He's doing it. He's doing it for that young lady right there. That young lady right there with the glasses on her shirt. That lady right there, right there, right there. God's giving you a miracle, honey. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. I'm not prophesying to her. I'm prophesying through her to you. Okay, wait. So here's what I'm telling you. I had a 17-year-old cousin. She was the head cheerleader, the head majorette, and the head flautist of her high school. She was on tremendous scholarship to the world-famous Ohio State University. They had just built those towering dormitories next to the shoe. But she began taking a hairbrush and scraping her flesh because she was itching so horribly. The diagnosis? Hodgkin's lymphoma. Totally treatable now. My mother took her to Sister Kuhlman's meeting. Sister Kuhlman had a white dress just like that on, same kind of sleeves, and she walked down that center aisle, and my good Baptist mother was crying down on her knees in the seats, touching my dying niece, screaming, "Oh, God!" She rebuked her. She said, "Don't you ever beg God." She said, "You are no beggar, and begging is an insult to God." Elder Canfield, I heard God say to me this very morning, He said to me that He was going to bring to true believers the unwavering revelation of this simple truth, that you would stop thinking that you have to get God to do something. You will never pray enough. You will never be holy enough. You will never be pure enough. You will never be righteous enough to receive anything from him, because you can't get anything from him he hasn't already given. Catherine said, don't beg God. Here's what God said to me. This morning, he said, try to get them to understand. They don't need to beg me. All they have to do is understand. I want them healed, delivered, set free, whole, full of joy and peace, more than they can even want it. He wants it more than you do. He wants to give it to you more than you can want to have it. Somebody shout, I can't stand it. Everybody say, get behind me, Satan.
Get behind me, Satan.
Elkhart, online, everybody here, you're going to need to say that at least 20 times a day in the next 7 days. Get behind me, Satan. Every thought of doubt, every thought that he didn't do it right now, today, that it's done, every lying symptom. Every lying symptom. Get behind me, Satan. Say it.
Well, it truly is my most sincere prayer that your faith has been ignited and your anticipation is ever increasing. As you and I are believing together for a double, go ahead and say it, double blessing in this God-appointed year of double grace and double favor. If you haven't seen it yet, you just get yourself ready. If you have already received it, prepare for increase. I sincerely want you to receive everything the Lord God Almighty has in store for you and for your family. We're halfway now, halfway, can you believe it? Through 2025. Now you remember this, in your Bible, 25 signifies grace upon grace. There it is, a double outpouring of our omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God's exceeding and great power at work in your life. So receive it now. It's very, very vital at this moment that you and I bring our words into alignment with God's words to receive that double blessing. Our scripture for the decade is Psalm 81:10. That's right, for the decade. We're halfway through the decade and halfway through 2025. Here's what it says. Open your mouth with a mighty decree and I will fulfill it, God said. Now you'll see, the words that you speak, so shall it be. So speak the promises of God's grace upon grace into every situation in your life. Combine your praying and your giving. Raise up a memorial before God, just like Cornelius did, just like Hannah did in your Bible. The size of your gift, that's always between you and Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. But the Holy Spirit has always dealt with me that whatever the amount of your seed, it should place a demand on your faith. If $25 doesn't stretch your faith, perhaps it's an offering of $50 or $125 or something else that the Holy Spirit would speak to you in this moment. Every gift is so vitally important and never needed more to this worldwide, soul-winning, devil-defeating, God-exalting, Jesus-preaching ministry. And it's deeply, deeply appreciated. Help us today, won't you? As we believe for your double portion miracle. I need you to call before July 4th. Or you can just scan that QR code on your screen or send me your letter or call. Always include your most urgent prayer needs because this year's Dominion Camp meeting has tens of thousands around the world are a part of America's camp meeting right here on our great campus. We'll all be praying over your needs in a great spirit of unity and agreement. May the Lord God Himself, who's more than able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having more than enough of everything, to abound to every good work. The second half of 2025 is the time to lay hold on the opportunity to exercise your faith and believe for your double portion supernatural blessing of the Lord.
We're halfway through 2025, a promised year of double grace, double favor, and double blessing. The Hebrew letters 5x5 symbolize the mighty hand of God reaching out to you with exceeding great power and provision. Sow your double $25 seed of $50 or more and receive the exciting 4-message series, Miracles of Jesus. Discover why many of the miracles our Lord performed were a double blessing. Call now. Your seed will leave your hand, but will never leave your life. Rush your gift in the mail or use the QR code on your screen to go direct to rodparsley.com. Respond before the beginning of Dominion Camp meeting on July 4th.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing coupled with superior education. Being a student at Valor Christian College imparts you with the spiritual legacy of Howard Carter, Smith Wigglesworth, Dr. Lester Sumrall, and our founder, Dr. Rod Parsley.
Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Enroll today. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
When the Lord God Almighty spoke directly to my heart and said these words to me, build me an educational system with Valor Christian College as the centerpiece, I stood on 3 priorities. Number 1, an unwavering commitment to the moving of the Holy Spirit and the fire of Pentecost. 2, academic excellence. Meeting or exceeding the highest standards of accreditation and integrity. 3, practical application and impartation to acquire and use for the glory of God. Listen, words cannot adequately express the excitement that builds day by day on the campus of Valor Christian College, the school of revival. So allow me to let you experience just a few moments of the anointing waiting for you at Valor.
This is the new covenant, the new testament. In his blood coming, marching to his victory beneath the cleansing flood. This is the
sin. And it still flows to the lowest valley. It is still the blood that gives me. I said it gives me strength from day to day to day to day to day to day. I wake up in the morning, I see the blood. I lay my head at night, I see the blood. 12 o'clock in the afternoon, the blood.
Well, now, if that's the kind of supercharged Holy Ghost atmosphere you or someone you love has been searching for, your search is over. Take the next step. Do it today. Do it right now. Schedule your personal VIP tour today at valorcollege.edu or just call the admissions team at the number that's right there on your screen. Do it. Do it right now. Change your life and change the world. There's never been a better time under a greater anointing to complete your fully accredited associate or bachelor's degree. I'm looking forward to seeing you, someone you love, right here on our expansive, beautiful, Holy Ghost campus, real soon.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This worldwide broadcast is made possible by Revival Covenant Partners. Your faithful monthly support helps take this message of personal renewal and national revival to the world. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.